Guys, I need to warn you about the impending banana apocalypse. Have you ever noticed how banana flavour doesn't actually taste quite like bananas? It's like a lot sweeter. And that is because banana flavouring is based on a banana that no longer exists. So, okay, the easiest way if you want to grow more bananas is you take a banana plant, take cuttings, and you grow another banana from it. That is great, except that it means that your bananas end up being genetically the same. Now, it used to be the case that there were all of these different varieties of banana for sale, but by far the most popular, the sweetest, the most flavoursome, was the Gros Michel, otherwise known as the Big Mike banana. Now, Big Mike was cloned and cloned and cloned and cloned until nearly every banana on sale was a Big Mike. And then a fungus came along in the 1950s and decimated all of these Big Mike bananas, which were all vulnerable in precisely the same way. And there was a giant worldwide banana shortage. Big Mikes never came back. You can only find them now in the gardens of billionaires. Now, Big Banana, that's the corporate giant. They have come up with an alternative. It's the Cavendish, and it's fine. It's no Big Mike banana, but it's fine. But you know what? They haven't taken this warning because, again, we have done exactly the same thing. Nearly every banana on sale is genetically identical to one another. They're all Cavendishes here, there, and everywhere. And we are precariously close to yet another banana apocalypse.